extremely unique. I mean, there are a lot of people that have dealt with abuse issues and have hidden, you know, all of their junk, thinking that they could pretend that they were living a good life until, until, you know, God says, okay, I've had enough of this. Let's, if you say you love me, let's really work through it. My gift is encouragement, I think, encouraging us to walk in what is real. So, I mean, the book is really, it's a platform to encourage others to walk in the truth that God has for them.
Yeah. And I think that's very important. And if I had not sensed that it was rooted in truth and to guide us back to the truth, I wouldn't have done this interview. But there is only one thing ultimately that binds us together in reality, in an authentic relationship, and that is Christ as the truth. Not Christ and some touchy-feely thing, but Christ as the truth. Because it's only the truth that will bring us into unity. It's only the truth that will bring us into one oneness of life and clear up all these secrets. And God has used your secrets, actually, that were revealed and manifested redemptively now. And that's what you're doing through Circle of Friends and through your book, A Place to Belong. And I appreciate your joining us here on the program, Lisa. And I trust that many of our listeners will get a hold of your book, and it'll be encouraging to them and friends for your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries. We want to put it in your hands. Just give us a call at 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA, or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. You'll find it on our website, saveus.org. Now, I want to encourage you to become a partner with us, because day after day, we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour, including today, friends, including today. So, as we are here wrapping up this year 2011, would you go before the Lord and ask what he would have you to give, and send your gift to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Don't delay. Do it today. Don't wait for the other guy to do it, because he's not doing it, I assure you. God bless you. Be a blessing, and let's be the person that God called us to be so that others will have a place to belong.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next half hour, they're going to be the views of Sharon Hughes and of Betty Cruzum. And we're going to be talking about heart and body extract, and we're going to do open lines. And hi, Sharon, how you doing?
I'm great, and I hope you're well, too.
I'm doing just fine. And Betty, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Well, basically, for those of you who don't know what heart and body extract is, it's, well, I'll let Sharon tell you, because she's the expert on it much more so than I am. What is heart and body extract, and why is it important?
Well, what it is it's a herbal, organic, nutritional supplement. And it's made out of 10 different ingredients. All of the ingredients are well-crafted or organic. It is very well-proportioned. It's synergetic in terms of its effects. Why is it important? It's important because it supports a healthy heart and circulatory system. And given that the circulatory system involves 70,000 miles of blood vessels throughout your whole body, that actually affects a lot of different organs, so it's vitally important.
All right, fine. Well, tell us a little bit about your experience with heart and body extract, Betty.
Well, about 5 years ago, my mother-in-law was quite ill, and someone led me to an older gentleman that told me about heart and body, and he asked me in turn how my health was. And my blood pressure was quite high. It was about in the 150s most of the time, over 85, 90. And I had a lot of heart palpitations. They usually were every day throughout the day, and I was getting quite concerned. I didn't want to be on any meds from the doctor. And so he told me about heart and body, and I was so interested in learning more about it. I got some information from him, and I ordered a bottle immediately. And when I got the product, I started it immediately.
And what happened after you started it?
Well, this is no joke. Within 2 weeks, my heart palpitations were much better. I was thinking to myself one day, my heart palpitations, I've only had one or two. And within a month, my blood pressure had lowered down to about from the 150s to 135, and then it had continued to normalize after that. And excuse me, and to this day, my blood pressure is normal. And I was so grateful because I didn't need to be on any medication. And the heart palpitations, I might get one heart palpitation maybe once every 2-3 months or not at all. It's just amazing, an amazing product. I was so pleased with it.
Well, that's quite a testimony, and I've heard similar testimonies from other guests we've had here about heart and body extract. Sharon, do you hear lots of similar stories?
Yes, we do hear a lot of testimonials about people's blood pressure balancing. That's a very common thing, a very important thing, too. It's important to have normalized blood pressure, so the fact that a lot of people are getting results in that respect is very, very encouraging, and I'm very thankful that they're getting those results because
okay,
I know how important it is.
Hang on there.
Sure.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but the computer said we had to take a little music break there. And anyway, you say you get this sort of response from...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I've been found on a trial and error basis to be beneficial, but if you have any question, give us a call at 1-888-24. But even Cheryl will only be with us for 30 minutes, so if you're going to want to put in a call, do it now. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Sharon, I want you to go ahead and get your telephone number and your website out right now.
Sure, okay. The telephone number, and this is toll-free, is 866-295-5305. Again, 866-295-5305. A great website to have a look at is Heart and Dust Body.com. Again, heartanddeathbody.com.
All right. Well, Sharon is basically telling us what is in the product. And basically, it starts off with garlic, and garlic's been around for a long time. It's excellent as far as the immune system. It said he has hawthorn, and if you look up hawthorn in any book on herbs, you'll find it's specific for the heart. Then, of course, it has a mother's wort. It actually has a blueberry, and it has, is that bilberry or bullberry?
Bilberry.
Bilberry, okay. It has caldeum, and of course, what are the other products?
It has coleus. That's the one that has been around 3,000 years in India. And it has butcher's broom. The butcher's broom helps maintain healthy vascular permeability, assists the circulation. It has mistletoe in it. Mistletoe promotes a healthy immune system and has a calming effect on the whole body. And it also supports healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Next is kelp. Kelp is used mainly for the iodine effect it has on the thyroid gland. Ginger is the next herb. It supports liver function. It's nervine, helps calm the nerves, stimulates circulation, especially in the extremities, so the hands and the feet. Cayenne pepper is the last ingredient. although it is the last ingredient, it certainly isn't the least important. It's actually one of the top three in terms of importance because of the many benefits that it has. And with cayenne pepper, this will equalize the blood flow in the body. It enhances the effect of all the herbs in the formula. It will stimulate the body and the organs properly so that they cleanse and function normally and optimally.
Well, cayenne's an old-time remedy for the heart, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's very old. Yes.
Okay. Well, Betty, certainly, as you've used this, how long have you been on the product?
I think it's been close to 5 years, and I wouldn't be without it. I make sure that that comes first in my life because I feel it's so important. And another thing I didn't mention, that since I've been on it, I am nearsighted, and I have actually left the house without my glasses on because my eyes have gotten so much better. And I've got other people on it, too. One lady in particular has a lot more energy being on it. And another lady that has the beginning stages of Alzheimer's, she has been on it, and she is a lot better while she's on the product. And so it's just so beneficial for everybody. And because of the, like Sharon said, the circulatory system, it affects all of our organs, and it's just such an amazing product. I just love it.
Okay, well, you're certainly a pretty good testimonial. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and Sharon and Heart and Body Extract do help keep Radio Liberty coming to you, and we always enjoy having Sharon with us each month to tell us exactly how this is working and why this is working, and just to share the stories she gets from people all over the world. And this really is sold all over the world, isn't it?
Yes, with the power of the Internet, people are able to download your interviews, listen to the radio online, and order online. So, yes, we do ship all over the world, and we ship normally airmail, which is $12.50 for shipping anywhere in the world. And we also have express post available for those folks that need to have tracking numbers and need it more urgently. So, yeah, we're very adept at the international orders, and we have clients all over the place, like India, Africa, you were saying?
Well, basically, if you can't remember, you can always go to our website. You look on our home page, and you'll actually find a reference there, and it's just a banner. You click on that, it'll take you right to Sharon's website. And even though I look upon the Internet as a vehicle by which the government can track everything we do, and believe me, they do. They listen to all of our telephone calls. They read our faxes. They read our emails. They track what we do very, very carefully. It's on by computers. But everybody, not only in America, but during the entire world, is being watched on a regular basis. On the other hand, it is a wonderful vehicle, because people can certainly go to our web page, our home page, and just click there, and immediately, why, of course, you're on Sharon's home page. Well, we've got a caller. He's coming from Michigan. Is it Awe? Is that your name?
It says Peter.
All right, go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. I would like to know if I can use Heart and Body Extract. I have been diagnosed with rosacea, and
what was that again? Can you say that again?
Rosacea.
Oh yes. Okay, I know what that's the right. Problem with the face, the redness. Yes, I know what you mean. Yes. Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's very spicy. Do you think this is something I can use?
Well, the Heart and Body does have garlic in it, and it does have cayenne pepper in it, and for some folks, they might find it a little bit hot, and for some folks, they might find it a little bit smelly because of the garlic. These are potent herbs, but, you know, the good news is if you do not want to take it straight, you can mix it with a little bit of juice and hold it in your mouth for a minute or so and then swallow, and it'll work just as well. So certainly I would try the formula for that condition and see how it works on you. I can't see any reason why I wouldn't recommend you to try it. It is very good for the circulatory system. It's very good for cleansing and detoxifying. So those types of things are, things that are involved with rosea. So I did have that condition myself before using the Heart and Body. I don't have that condition anymore, so I know it worked for me. And I have heard other people say that it was helpful for them.
I think it's a matter of trial and error.
Exactly.
You try it, and
yeah.
It works, why you'll swear by it, and if it doesn't, why you may want to, but
yes.
You will never know unless you try. Anything else?
No, thank you very much for your information. Thank you.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, that was Laura calling from Michigan, of all places. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We got a question for Sharon or for Betty. And, of course, Betty certainly just come on to give her own testimony as to how this has really helped her a great deal. And I know my wife has had a lot of palpitations, and we tried the regular things, and, well, she got all sorts of problems from the standard medications. And now, of course, she uses the Heart and Body extract on a regular basis, and she's certainly one of his big boosters. So that's one reason why we've continued to carry the advertisement, because we think that it's beneficial. If he didn't, we certainly wouldn't carry it. Well, once again, let's get your telephone number out and get your web page out. How people can get in touch with the show.
Sure. Okay. So the phone number to call toll free is 866-295-5305. Again, 866-295-5305. The website is heartandbody.com, heartandbody.com.
And, of course, people all across the country are using it. You've been at this, what, about 9, going on 10 years, haven't you?
Actually, it's 10 going on 11 years.
Is it
now?
Really? Because I can remember when we were talking, it was 8 going on 9 years. So you've been with us for quite some time.
Yes, we've been with you, Dr. Stan, for quite some time. And we do have a lot of clients that hear about you from Michigan and also from Washington. Those are heavily... lots of people that hear your interviews,
we have the American Christian Network up there. We have 4 or 5 stations in the state of Washington. We have 2 excellent stations there in Michigan. Of course, we've got stations all across the country, upstate New York. And then, of course, the miracle of the Internet and shortwave and satellite. And so we do have listeners all across the country, but you're absolutely right. You're very astute. Eastern Washington, the Spokane area, we have a great footprint, and certainly the other areas I mentioned. But in fact, we'll have to get you on to our weekend program sometime that really goes to about 35 stations. I'll give you a call on that, because
sure.
I'd love to have you on. Okay.
That sounds good.
Okay, well, our guest, of course, is Sharon Harris, and we're going to be back in just a moment. If you have a question for Sharon, she'll be with us for a few minutes more. But this is a very interesting substance. It basically, so many of the medications that are used traditionally, for instance, the statin drugs. The statin drugs, if you look at the statistics, and they'll tell you, oh, my goodness, a 30% reduction in the incidence of heart disease or heart attack and stroke. What they're talking about is the difference between 3 people getting into problems per 100 and 2 people. The difference between 3 and 2 is 30%. It does almost no good, but costs billions of dollars.
Yeah, that's right, and lots of side effects, too.
And, see, that's the thing that really bothers me. In fact, it was simply an innocuous substance, but the statin drugs poison your liver.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Herbal formulas that you have that you offer through the Heart and Body Extracts?
Sure. We have Gentleman Extract. Now, Gentleman Extract is a combination of herbs chosen for their restorative and nutritive properties. It has a soothing, cleansing, and corrective influence on the entire male reproductive system, especially the prostate gland. Next is Gland Extract. It's a nourishing formula for the glandular system. It'll increase absorption and utilization of nutrients and stimulate glandular balance and activity. Next is ginseng extract. It's an excellent formula to help increase and balance energy levels and reduce the effect of stress, both mental and physical. It'll give a general sense of well-being. that particular formula works really good. You can actually feel a difference within about 15 minutes. So it works fast, too. The next formula we have is Immune Compound. This is the synergetic effect of the herbs in the formula makes it predominantly an immune stimulant. It's useful for all chronic states of impaired immune function. Next is kidney bladder extract. This will help to support healthy kidney and bladder functions. Liver support compound will help to support healthy liver function. Male virility extract is formulated to balance, stimulate, and enhance the male endocrine system. It'll help to increase sex drive, improve pleasure and performance. The male virility extract and the heart and body extract used 20 minutes apart is actually a very popular option that males use for top sexual performance. It's actually quite popular. We have a lot of people that do that. Pain extract. It's an analgesic and nervine formula that not only relieves the pain and relieves stress also that accompanies it. It has different nutrients that are essential for a healthy nervous system. It also helps you to sleep better. So if a person's in pain a lot of the time, they can't sleep very well, so this will help to induce sleeping and relaxation. Regeneration extract. It is a formula that will help to regenerate cells, and it's used often for people that have had some broken bones, sprains, torn muscles, cartilage. It'll help to speed up the healing of those kind of injuries. Respiratory extract. It's a valuable formula for treating respiratory problems, and it helps with different kind of issues like asthma, coughs, respiratory tract infections, shortness of breath. Excellent formula. It can also be used as a good post-smoking formula. Stabilizer compound. Are you going to say something?
Oh, no, go right ahead.
Okay. Stabilizer compound helps to support healthy glucose levels. And then finally, stress extract. It's an excellent formula for many different kind of nervous problems. It'll soothe, quiet, and relax, and heal the nerves and associated tissues.
So okay, fine. Well, we're just about out of time. Let's get your telephone number, your webpage out one more time, and then we'll let you and Betty go.
Okay, sounds fine. The website for this particular, for these particular formulas, I should say, is on a separate website. We do that because we don't want people to get confused with a whole bunch of formulas when they're interested in the heart and body. So for virtue of people that want to see all of our formulas, including the heart and body, have a look at healthyheartsclub.net. Again, healthyheartsclub.net. That will show all of the different formulas. And if you're interested in just the heart and body for the heart and the circulation, go to heartandbody.com.
And the telephone number one more time.
Sure. The phone number is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll hope you have a wonderful new year, and we'll talk to you next year.
Okay, thank you so much.
God bless. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being with us, Betty. And thank you, Sharon. We'll be back in just a moment. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. We're going to have open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I will promise you that next year will be one of the most difficult and exciting and perhaps rewarding years of your life.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution.
Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Liberty or 464-8295. We have George calling in from Ohio, to, of course, wishing a happy new year to us and our family, and just saying that he hopes people will draw closer to the Lord. And I concur with that because I do believe that this is going to be a very unusual year. And I've never said that before, but I really do believe that. And I think we're all going to have to rely increasingly on the Lord. Thank you so very much for calling, George.
God bless you, my brother Sanders. And allow me to say goodbye to this year and welcome the next year with this word from the book of Psalms.
All right, go ahead.
121:7. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over you coming in and going out, both now and forever. God bless you. We love you, brother Sanders.
God bless you, and thanks so much, George. Appreciate those well words from our Lord. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, why is the year 2012 going to be so important? Well, because I believe it is planned that way. I mean, I believe because there are these ancient prophecies, and I don't put a lot of trust in them. But I believe that there are people who are going to manipulate events to correspond with these ancient prophecies, and so you're going to think you're seeing the fulfillment of ancient prophecies, whereas you're actually witnessing what they intend. And certainly, of course, you've all heard of the Mayan calendar, and it ends at the end of December of 2012, and the prophecies of Nostradamus, and certainly the prophecies of some of the ancient Jewish prophets, maybe 300 or 400 years ago, all talking about the year 2012. And basically, of course, if you believe in the prophecies, why, of course, your attention will be focused here. I do not believe that these prophecies are accurate. I believe only God can prophesy the future. However, I do believe that there are people who will utilize this, people who are what I call part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, who will use those prophecies, and as the events unfold, they'll see that's the reason they're unfolding, whereas that's not it at all. It is all being manipulated. Well, what do we really know about, certainly, about the plans of the elitists? Well, we, of course, have the information we've got from Lindsay Williams. And he did have a relationship with a man named Ken Fromm. And Ken was dying, and Ken was part and parcel of the elite that ruled the world. He was the president of ARCO. You can look him up on Wikipedia. He was the president of ARCO, Atlantic Richfield, when he retired, and certainly then melded with Exxon. And the people who control the oil interests, who control the world. And Ken told Lindsay, and I remember this, it goes back to 2008, talking about the year 2012, how the dollar was going to be dead by the end of 2012. He didn't define what he meant, but I think it has to do with the dollar being the reserve currency of the world. But later he told Lindsay, when the euro currency collapses, not if the European currency collapses, but when it collapses, why, of course, you've got 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. Now, basically, if the European currency collapses, it will be a step back as far as the globalists are concerned. But, of course, believe me, everything that takes place is planned. I remember those words of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, you know, who said, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you know it was planned that way. And this is what's really going on in the world today. Of course, President Roosevelt was one of the major world conspirators. He understood what was going on, and every once in a while, he would actually let slip something that was vitally important, and I think that is vitally important. But fortunately, we have our good friend, Constance Cumby, who regularly reads the publications and the articles that are put out by what we refer to as the Aquarian Conspiracy. She refers to it as the Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. It is a metaphysical movement. Rhonda Burns described it in her book, The Secret, in her DVD, The Secret. They put out 5 million copies, I think, of one or both of those. And basically, they're talking about a vast movement across America. Most people aren't even aware of it. Certainly, probably 1 or 2% of our population. But they are totally dedicated to the idea that you can use your mind and transform society. That through your mind, society can be reformed into any form you want it to. And if you think about anything, concentrate on it, why, of course, you can reshape reality. But what they're really doing, and these people are all into an alternative religion, they're looking for meaning to the world. They're trying to find out what the world is all about. Unfortunately, they have rejected Christianity, and because they've rejected Christianity and God's plan for the world, they knowingly or unknowingly have adopted Lucifer's plan for the world. And Lucifer is not an abstract idea. He is really very, very real. Everything is done to play down the part that he plays at the world we live in, but it's not imaginary, it's real. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But certainly we hope you call in. We'd like to talk about what you'd like to talk about. But as far as this other spirituality is concerned, it has actually placed its people in key positions in the Catholic Church, in the Protestant Church, in the Jewish religion, in the Protestant and Catholic seminaries, in universities all across our country, within the military, the banking system, the corporate system, the political system, certainly the educational system, the great tax-exempt foundations. Their people are there, and of course they're the ones who are promoted to the highest levels. And that, of course, the reason it is because the other people working with them in the system are able to do this sort of thing. This is what happened as far as, I think his name was Ted Haggard. He was the head of the National Associations of Evangelical Christians that had 30 million members. How did a cocaine-smoking homosexual get into that position with organized Christianity? He had a lot of people, the upper echelons of organized Christianity, of Protestant Christianity, of course, that were going right along with him. And he was the fellow who was pushed out in front. But believe me, when he was replaced, nothing changes. And just because they control the medium, most people really don't understand what's going on today. But these people are the very essence of what this movement is, of communism and of socialism and of humanism. And they are a part of this movement to create a world government and a world financial system and a world religion. And of course, to bring about, many of them want to bring about this world leader. And there are many of them who actually know that this is Lucifer. How do we know that? Well, we have certainly the word of our good friend Constance Cumby, who's talked to these people, and they've actually admitted to her, this is Lucifer. You need to hear our four CD set of interviews with Constance Cumby, and she talks about her conversations with people in these movements. Oh, certainly, and they have told her, Lucifer's gotten a bad rap. Every major city in America has a metaphysical bookstore, and you'll find it. Literally every bookstore in America has a section that sells metaphysical books, and even many Christian bookstores have sections that sell metaphysical books. Why would Christian bookstores be selling metaphysical books, getting into this alternative spirituality? Why, very simply, because the bookstores are owned by people who are using Christianity to push their metaphysical message. And while pretending to be Christians, their real goal is to undermine and destroy Christianity, because that is the major barrier that separates our civilization from other civilizations. And they want to destroy Christianity, and because they've changed the music of Christianity, they've changed the message of our churches. We find half of our Christian marriages ending in divorce. Most Christians are afraid to discipline their children, although we're told, if you don't discipline your children, you're not doing God's work. Your job is to raise people with the fear of the Lord, and certainly spare the rod and spoil the child. I saw a program that I think it was last night, the night before, about this man who'd written a book on discipline. And he suggested you have a switch. And when the child gets out of line, you switch them with this little, very, very flexible switch. And how he sold 650,000 copies of his book, and three parents have killed their children by violence or starving them to death or various other things, and they all had copies of this book, as if somehow the idea of spare the rod and spoil the child was responsible for the death of these three children. Basically, they went on to vilify this gentleman, for daring to suggest children should be disciplined. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if children are not disciplined, by their parents, they'll be disciplined when they get to prison. Because believe me, our prisons are full of children who never knew any discipline until they got into prison. And society cannot exist if there's not discipline in our children. We're not allowed to discipline our children in the homes or in schools or in churches today. And the government will come after you if you do it. And this is the surest way to destroy a society. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Let's go to Bob, who's calling us from Kennewick, Washington. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Good evening, brother. How are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Well, praying you'll have a wonderful and very good 2012.
Well, thank you. I think it's going to be a very interesting 2012,
yes,
that's for sure.
Yeah, right.
Because basically we've been building towards this situation. Certainly our country is bankrupt. Our country is bankrupt financially, but even worse, our country is bankrupt spiritually. And basically, many of our churches are bankrupt spiritually, and they're teaching a God that is not the God of the Bible. Yeah, all they're taught, the God is nothing but love. There's never anything to fear. God would never punish people. And I will tell you, if God is nothing but love, it's the ultimate triumph of evil. I really believe that. Well, go right ahead, Bob.
Well, I was just going to, a few weeks back, you mentioned county hospitals. And I woke up to the fact that, well, you know, back in the 1930s, I think I was born in a county hospital. And then, same time frame, in the 1930s, I think I had my tonsils out in a different county hospital. Could you talk just a little bit about that?
Sure, because that's where I took my training. Basically, because the American tradition was to limit the power of the federal government. And certainly if you had poor, indigent people in a community, you didn't just let them starve to death. You didn't let them, you know, go without medical care. You had every county in the entire country had the responsibility to take care of their poor and indigent as far as their health was concerned. Now, a lot of people said they can't most people can't afford to pay the amount of money that they're asking. Ridiculous price has been run up by the federal government intentionally to destroy our health care delivery system. But certainly even in those days when a hospital room was $13, $15 a day, my mother had the finest room at Merritt Hospital in Oakland for $13 a day. I can remember that very well. But basically, then they would pay part of the cost. But most counties had a hospital. Everybody didn't have a room with a television set in it, but we took good care of the people. The people would pay if they could. If they couldn't pay, they got free medical care. And we were able to do this. Our economic system, our local communities had sufficient funds to do it. But you see, the people who wanted to destroy America, who wanted the death panels, they had a long-range plan. It was brought in certainly under the it was Medicare in 1965 with a promise that by the year 1990, it would only cost $9 billion a year. But it sounded great. Well, of course, it didn't. It didn't cost $9 billion by 1990. It cost $90 billion. Yeah. And today it costs $750 billion. And we're just at the next 20 years by another 79, a million people are going to retire. And the whole thing's going to go down. They're going to have to start killing off the elderly because there's not enough money to provide for them. I'll tell you what they are going to do. I was told this many years ago. They're going to go to a two-tier system. They've run the cost up so high that no one can afford it on their own. So they're going to turn to people who have money loose. They're going to give them a voucher maybe for $8,000 a year. They can go out and buy their health insurance. And the rest of the people are going to be under the government death panels. Because there are too many people in the world, they're going to get them die off. And a committee in Washington, D.C. is going to determine who lives and who dies. That is the plan. I was told this back in 1986 or 87 by an official of the Reagan administration. So, in fact, I this is when I was a member of the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association. I was a senior delegate. And I went up to this government official from Washington, D.C., and I said, you know Medicare isn't going to work. I know it isn't going to work. Tell me what's going to happen. He said, you don't want to know. And I said, yes, I do. I have a right to know. He said, we're going to have a two-tier system, one for the people who can afford it and one for the can't. And this is exactly what Paul Ryan has come out latest suggestion. But people don't understand this has all been planned for years. And it's going to be a very convenient means of killing the elderly. We need to get back to the local community being responsible for people and quit sending all of our money to Washington, D.C., where most of it's funneled off, given away to other countries, foreign aid, where we take the money from poor people in a rich country to give to the rich people in the poor country so we can maintain our control over those countries. We buy the control of the dictators throughout the world. We keep them in power. And then when they become expendable, well, we have them killed, as we have certainly in Tunisia and in Libya. We haven't killed Mubarak yet. although I wouldn't bet he's going to last very long there in Egypt. But since we're doing the same thing in Syria today, we spend our money on the globalist dream. What we need to do is spend that money taking care of our own people. Anything else you wanted to ask, Bob?
Just a quick comment. Okay, now a doctor in the community could have his patient go to that
hospital? Yes, in fact, most doctors contributed part of their time. You went to the county hospital. It was part of the spirit of medicine to take care of the poor and indigent. The doctors weren't paid for it. Maybe there'd be one doctor in charge of the hospital. All the rest of the doctors gave their time because they believed in taking care of people.
Yeah, right,
that was
right.
Before medicine became a business. And they destroyed that wonderful spirit that made medicine the most noble of all professions. I was proud to be a doctor then. I wouldn't be proud today. Hang on, we'll be back in a moment.
No, that's okay. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I think it's so vitally important that people understand we had a wonderful, wonderful system here.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends, use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Did not cost the federal government anything, and nobody ever talked about death panels. Nobody ever talked about Terri Schiavo and the necessity of letting people die and actively starving them to death. In those days, of course, we thought human life was important and abortion was illegal. But step by step, little by little, they've transformed medicine, they've transformed the attitude of doctors, and medicine has ceased to be a profession. Now it's a business. And Sydney, people are more interested in salaries than they are in taking care of patients. There's few of the older time doctors from my era, but the younger doctors, well, a lot of them have a different attitude. Not all of them. Some of them are still believe medicine is a noble profession, as I did. But unfortunately, it is no longer a profession. It has become a business. Thanks, of course, to a carefully planned program of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, to destroy everything noble and honorable and worthwhile in America. And they've done a good job, just as they've undermined the fabric of our families and our educational system. Well, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's a good place to start. You need to hear our talks on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret. Go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, and look at all the talks we've given. You can actually see a lot of these free on our website, the various talks we have. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get some of the talks and listen to them, read the books that we have available. And Sydney will tell you the background of population control, how they've already killed several billion people. Billion people, and of course they're killing millions every day, and they intend to kill billions more. They intend to kill the majority of the people in the world. We're moving into a World War III. You need to hear my talk on Iraq, the Untold Story, and get the syllabus that goes with that, because it has all of the documentation on how they've created war after war after war. Why do you think that the United States fought a 10-year war in Vietnam against a little country the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? I was told by both Ambassador William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Laos during the Vietnam War, and he was actually a good close friend of both David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger, and member of the Council on Foreign Relations himself, but he was an honest and honorable man. He told me we could have won the war in 6 weeks. You know, all we had to do was invade North Vietnam, but as he said, I never understood why we didn't win the war. And I was told the same thing by a four-star Marine General, Lew Walt. But he knew why we didn't win the war. He knew about the invisible government. If you never read his book, The 11th Hour, or we have a great a DVD, an interview I did with him back in 1980. It's available at our website at RadioLiberty.com. I hope you want to get a copy and watch it several times. It's so important that you understand the historical background of the things that are going on today. And we have so much information on our website you won't find elsewhere. And, of course, we go into the spirits of forces that energize these truly wicked people. You certainly want to hear my interview with Professor Anthony Sutton, formerly with the Hoover Institute, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, about how we financed communism from the inception, how we financed the Nazi movement both before and during World War II, how we financed the Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War, and that's, of course, how they were able to keep going. They couldn't have done it without constant infusions of money and wealth and technology from the United States, and the fact that we were never allowed to win the war. Oh, they wanted to keep our boys there. It was a cover so they could bring in socialism to America. It was all about bringing in Medicare and Medicare, the great new departures in health and in education and in welfare. They knew exactly what they were doing. They could never let the American people know that we sent our boys to fight and die in Vietnam as a cover for their effort to bring fascism to America. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg, who, of course, is the formerly senior editor of the New American Magazine. Now he's the managing editor of Republic Magazine. He is certainly one of the most articulate spokesmen we have in the conservative cause. He has his own blog and site now. And William, what are we going to be talking about this evening?
Dr. Stan, I really appreciate this opportunity. As always, it's a blessing to be with you. And it's worthwhile, I suppose, to do some review of the events of this last year and to look forward with a certain amount of trepidation to the year that lies before us. And just as you were ending last hour, you were talking about the role of war in the machinations of the people that presume to rule us, and that unfortunately is probably going to be defining our future. One of the reasons why I say this, apart from the fact that, as you and I have been discussing for a number of years now, there are plentiful auguries of an impending conflict with Iran, well, just in the last week or so, the Council on Foreign Relations, which is, I like to say, is a group not without influence in this world, in its flagship journal, Foreign Affairs, published an article bearing the singularly unambiguous title, Time to Attack Iran. And when the people who publish Foreign Affairs, people who represent the CFR, speak with such candor in issuing a directive, it stands to reason that ere long we will see ourselves involved in the military conflict with Iran. That's a pretty potent indicator that the dials have been set, the consensus has been established, the atmosphere is being tuned, and all that's left now is the manufacturing of some suitable incident. And it seems to me that they have doing their level, but the they I refer to, by the way, obviously, would be the people who are in the employ of what you call a secret government, the power elite, the international brotherhood of coercion. How are we going to describe this group? People are readily identifiable. They're transnational in their composition, and they're completely lawless in terms of their behavior. But the people who are in charge of orchestrating these wars for their benefit and for our supposed protection have been doing their considerable best over the last several months or longer, several years actually, to confect some kind of an incident that would serve as a casus belli. This elaborate Faulty Towers-type plot, supposed plot, involving used car salesman in Corpus Christi, Texas, if I remember the name of the city correctly, and supposedly a Mexican drug smuggler on behalf of unspecified people in the Iranian military to bump off a Saudi ambassador in Washington, D.C., is a really good example of the kind of creative desperation we've seen on the part of the people who like to arrange wars.
Now, who would you recall offhand who wrote the article for Foreign Affairs on the time to attack Iran?
It would take me just a second. I could look that up.
Oh, don't bother. I just thought, you know, sometimes I can't always remember who write those articles either. But suddenly, when they suddenly come with all the background, when they're leaders of the organization, when Richard Haass or Brzezinski or one of those people write something, you know very well, this is all part of a plan. But basically, when you read it in Foreign Affairs, why you can be sure that this is very well being considered. Why would anybody want to attack Iran? Well, of course, there are many, many purposes. One, of course, Iran has a lot of oil, but another thing is whenever you go to war, why you can always take the freedom away from the people at home. Somebody once said, when we send American boys overseas to fight for freedom, why we always lose more freedom here at home. Our guest, of course, is William Craig. We're talking about the events that are coming this year. And as we've said earlier, we think this is going to be one of the most dangerous and devastating years of your life. William, you go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, the name of the author of that piece is Matthew Kronick, and he's a relatively young fellow. He's an assistant professor of government at Georgetown University. At the CFR, he holds the position of Stanton Nuclear Security Fellow, and he's been a special advisor to the Secretary of Defense. He's fresh out of government service. He was in that position for a year, July 2010 to 2011. And if you take a look at his vita, it's pretty much your standard issue CFR establishment, young establishment insider in the making. Says that he has held fellowships from the CFR, the National Science Foundation, the Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs at Harvard University, Center for National Security and Cooperation at Stanford, and the Institute on Global Conflict and Cooperation at the University of California. So he's obviously somebody who's been groomed, cultivated. Looking at a picture of him, I'd say he's probably in his early 30s. So he's somebody who is literally making his bones, if you will, as part of the synod here that would be in charge of dictating policy to the policymakers. And it's the candor of that essay that I find most remarkable when he's talking in, once again, rather unabashed terms about attacking Iran. And the assumption here is that somehow the government of the United States, most likely working with the Brits and probably with the Israelis, would be able to carry off an attack of surgical precision and lightning swiftness that would have few repercussions. But, of course, that's not what would happen. What would happen, and this is something that has been in the news just in the last few days, is that if there is any indication on the part of the United States and its allies that an attack on Iran is imminent, or if one is carried out, then the Iranian military is most likely going to move to shut down the Straits of Hormuz. And the fact that a high-ranking official of the Iranian military just within the last couple of days has said so out loud is being construed as a provocation or as an act of aggression when, of course, it's neither. Iran is literally surrounded by military bases that are run by the United States, surrounded by nuclear-armed powers. The government ruling that country is awful. It's a government. We should expect as much. And it's been an awful government for decades. It was perhaps marginally less awful before the revolution of 1978, but anyway you look at the Shah, whatever you think of his merits, as an ally of Washington, he was a brutal and extravagantly corrupt ruler who maintained a horrible secret police agency that, among other things, enforced wage and price controls.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. William is simply talking about the background of Iran and certainly of the corruption of the Shah, who incidentally we had installed in 1953. The United States installed the Shah of Iran in 1953, maintained this corrupt man in power, certainly trained his secret police, helped him in every way we could possible. And then in 1978 and 1979, we replaced him with the Ayatollahs, who had also, of course, been kept in sort of sitting on the sidelines. The CIA had financed the Ayatollah Khomeini, had provided for his food and lodging in Paris for many years. They actually flew him from Paris to Tehran to take control. We turned the corrupt secret police over to the Ayatollahs to put them in power. And at the time, I can remember wondering why we would topple the Shah, who is corrupt, and replace him with corrupt Ayatollahs. At least the Shah was our essential friend, the Ayatollahs were our enemies. Why would we place our enemies in power in Iran in 1979? It didn't make any sense, and those of you who heard me tell you the background of the Iran hostage crisis, and we have an entirely different ideas about it. Because we talked to William H. Sullivan, who was the American ambassador to Tehran at the time of the first hostage crisis, and then the hostages were released. He came back to the United States, and then there was a second hostage crisis. And we've talked to, well, we've actually talked to a Rusbacher who claimed that he had actually was deeply involved with the October surprise and flying President Bush to, Vice President Bush to Paris to meet with the Iranians to arrange not to release the hostages. We interviewed George Hansen, who went over there as a congressman, arranged for the release of the hostages, and was told under no circumstances you to tell anybody we are not going to get the hostages released, and they did not get them released. And there's so much more to this story, but be that as it may, here we are, the year is 2011, and now we know, of course, why, of course, we installed the American government, installed the Ayatollahs in Iran in 1979, and so we can have somebody to go to war with, one of the best enemies America could produce. Go right ahead.
Yeah, one of the interesting aspects of this, and this is something we talked about before that bears repeating, is that in the early 1970s, toward the end of the Nixon administration, before he was chased out of disgrace, and during the Ford interregnum, if you will, the one president who was never elected to the office, never elected to that office or to the office of the vice president, of course, during Ford's reign, when Henry Kissinger was essentially running the federal government, it was the policy of Washington to help the Shah acquire a nuclear capacity with the specific understanding that would be used to develop a nuclear weapon. He was interested in developing the atomic arsenal. And the rationale that the Ford administration gave for supporting these technology transfers to Iran was that it would be necessary for Iran to diversify its energy economy. Obviously, they have a great deal of oil, but they have very little refining capacity. What refining capacity they had, of course, is built by the Brits and by American oil firms. And it's a good idea, irrespective of what you've got in terms of your native fossil fuel, as it's called, capacity of coal and oil and natural gas, it's a good idea to diversify. And so there was a case to be made for Iran, like any other country, developing a peaceful nuclear energy program, and it's the contention of the Iranian government and neutral observers today that they have been doing so. But it was the understanding in 1974 that this would be dual-use technology, and at least part of it would be devoted to developing a nuclear arsenal for the Shah's regime at a time when he had a military that was bristling with high-performance aircraft such as F-16s and was being positioned for power projection in the region as sort of a surrogate of Washington. And all this extravagant technology fell into the hands, of course, of the revolutionary regime of the Ayatollah Khomeini in 1978, and he was brought to power in much the same way the Shah had been brought to power in 1953 by way of a revolution, a clerical revolution, if you will, that was promoted by the most radical preachers that could be rounded up, recruited, and subsidized by the CIA. I mean, the same radical imams who had helped oust Mossadegh in 1953 helped oust Pahlavi in 1978. There's a certain economy here, double dipping, if you will, on the part of the CIA. But that's the background of this military crisis that we're seeing here on the part of the Iranian military and the weapons program. And what's happened with the CFR coming out and candidly saying, by way of this piece by Mr. Cronin, that the time has come to attack Iran is that they have narrowed down, in terms of the public dialogue, the number of acceptable options to one. There would have to be an attack. That's been established now as the default position for the entire ruling elite and the political establishment. And of course, there's only one public figure who's seriously disputing that, and that's Dr. Ron Paul, the presidential aspirant for the Republican Party. And that really explains why the custodians of polite opinion are going after him hammer and tongs, and why it is that across the length and breadth of what passes for the political spectrum here, the same refrain is being sung. He's dangerous. He's outside the mainstream because he has the conservative disposition and the principled skepticism to say that it's a good idea to explore some option in dealing with this problem that doesn't involve the possibility of World War III, or at the very least, a regional war that would have tremendously devastating impact on a very fragile global economy.
And, you know, I think it's so interesting that the criticism of Dr. Paul is he's an isolationist, as if there's something wrong with not wanting America to be the policeman of the world, the spending money we don't have on a military we can't afford, to impose a ruthless dictators in country after country after country. And, of course, we were told, oh, Tunisia, we want to support the overthrow in Tunisia because we want democracy there. And then we end up with the Muslim Brotherhood. Oh, shucks, it was just a mistake. We supported the overthrow of Mubarak because we wanted to bring democracy to Egypt. And who's taking control of the voting over there and the government? The Muslim Brotherhood, who actually is part and parcel of this whole al-Qaeda movement. Oh, shucks, we made another mistake. We supported the government, the overthrow of the government of Gaddafi in Libya because we wanted to bring democracy in. Lo and behold, the Muslim Brotherhood has taken over. Oh, shucks, we made another mistake. We overthrew, we're working behind the scenes to get rid of the secular government in Turkey, who has probably one of the largest armies in that whole area of the world. Well-trained, a well-disciplined, well-supplied army. And who took over in Turkey? Why, the Muslim Brotherhood, working behind the scenes. Now, of course, they haven't told the American people that, but that's the truth of the matter. The same thing in Lebanon. How could you make all that many mistakes unintentional? And I'd like to suggest this is not unintentional. We are creating the best enemy money could buy, just exactly as we did in Hitler's Germany when 100 American corporations were over there building the weapons of war that were to be used against American soldiers starting in 1936 and continuing right up until 1944. And if you doubt that, I'll be glad to send you a copy of a letter I found in among Colonel House's papers at Sterling Library from Ambassador William Dodd. In 1936, the American ambassador to Germany is sending to Colonel House a letter saying, why are 100 American corporations building the weapons for the German military? Nobody here wants a war. There's no profit to be made because of exchange controls. Why are 100 American corporations building up the military potential of the German military? Well, because Ambassador Dodd didn't understand the Brotherhood of Darkness. He didn't understand what was going on. He knew something was wrong because it didn't make any sense. Well, it didn't make any sense unless you understand they wanted World War III. And if you didn't have an enemy, it didn't have an enemy with a well-trained, well-equipped army, how could you possibly have a long and bloody war that would be used to bring about a world government? Go right ahead.
One of the things that I find interesting about what was going on in Germany at the time, apart from the fact, as you point out, that the same Wall Street money nexus that was involved in promoting and supporting the Soviet Union also helped cultivate the ground for Hitler and helped build up the military capacity of that regime, is that the organization of society under the Nazi Party was drawn in very intricate detail from the agenda of the Woodrow Wilson administration during what we could call the era of war socialism during World War I. Bernard Baruch, one of the most detestable human beings who ever drew breath, was the head of the War Planning Board under Woodrow Wilson. Of course, Bernard Baruch was somebody very tightly aligned with Wall Street. His father, interestingly enough, had fled from, I'm trying to remember which of the German principalities in 1948. He was a 48er, which is to say he was somebody who was, he wasn't a 48er in the sense of being a revolutionary, interestingly enough. He was a refugee from the communist revolutions of 1948. That ulcerated Germany and much of Europe, France, and other countries' kingdoms at the time. But he fled the United States. He ended up as, I believe, the Surgeon General of the Confederate Army during the War Between the States. But the reason why Bernard Baruch's father fled was he didn't want to be conscripted into a revolutionary army. And he ended up serving as Surgeon General of the South. Bernard Baruch, of course, presided over the conscription not only of people into the military, but also conscription of entire industries in the name of war socialism, creating the model that was used by the German National Socialists in the 1930s and 1940s, something of which Mr. Baruch was proud. He actually expressed a certain amount of prideful satisfaction over that fact in 1940. It's perfectly perverse.
Well, we'll be back here in just a moment. Our guest, of course, is William Green. But we're talking about the coming war with Iran. It's all planned. It's all scripted. I believe it's been planned for certainly half a century or more. Nothing happens by accident, ladies and gentlemen. And this next year is going to be a year of war and conflict and deed of horror. Make your preparations and look to the Lord for support. William, go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Commenting certainly on the background of this movement towards fascism in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fascist society. You may not like to admit that. You may think we have an electoral society. No, ladies and gentlemen, we have fraudulent elections in most instances. We have control over the media so people can be manipulated into believing whatever the people who control the media outlets want them to believe and voting the way that they are programmed to believe. I think it's amazing that Ron Paul is doing as well as he is with the onslaught of attacks on him for being a leftist and for being an isolationist and what a terrible thing it is. he doesn't want to go to war with Iran. Why are we going to just let Iran get the bomb and kill all of our children? Oh, my goodness. No, we got to go over there and kill their children before they come over here to kill our children. And ladies and gentlemen, what we're witnessing is sanity. But let's go back to Westbrook Pegler, 1952-53.
Yeah, he was talking about the fact that in interviews that had been granted by Colonel House, I don't want to call him Colonel, but that's the way he's known most prominently in history. In 1922 or 23, just shortly after Mussolini had come to power, you had Edward Mandel House actually trying to poach credit for Mussolini's rise to power, pointing out that most of what Mussolini was doing in Italy seemed to have been inspired by the Philip Drew Administrator blueprint that Colonel House had published in 1912. That was the blueprint for the Woodrow Wilson administration. And within, of course, 10 or 12 years, it was actually after Mussolini had plighted his troth to Hitler that Mussolini fell into disrepute with the intelligentsia. But until that time, Mussolini was actually very well respected. He was extolled by the media, by popular culture. Some people are familiar with this old standard tune, "You're the Tops." I believe it was Irving Berlin that actually had a line, "You're the Tops, you're Mussolini." And, you know, Reader's Digest extolled him. He was on the cover favorably and flatteringly portrayed in Time magazine and in most of the news outlets at the time.
I just actually have articles written by Colonel House, who was actually praising Mussolini for what he was doing. This was in the 1930s, the Saturday Evening Post. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that was before, once again, he was consigned to the enemy category because Hitler, of course, had come to rightness once Mussolini had joined the Axis, and suddenly he was considered to be a bad guy. But until that time, somebody had been promoted and subsidized and extolled. And in the New Deal, the first 100 days of the New Deal, the brain trust of the FDR administration was reading the works of Giovanni Gentile and the other chief theorists of the fascist state. The point is that all these approaches to corporate socialism that involved large interventionist government and socialism for the wealthy, the elite, the politically connected, at the expense of the working class, the expense of what would be the middle class, and an interventionist foreign policy, they all come from the same ancestor, and they do the same kinds of things, albeit in slightly different ways. The type of fascism that the ruling elite in this country has promoted is not the same type of fascism that you would have seen in Mussolini's Italy or in Hitler's Germany. But in terms of having a hugely overgrown executive office, chief executive, with the discretionary power to kill, imprison, and torture people, that, of course, is a very potent continuity. In terms of having an imperial foreign policy in which the government ruling the United States claims universal jurisdiction to push around anybody it can manage to push around, that's also a very potent similarity. And now, with the impending war against Iran, the conversation has been manipulated in such a way that you're considered to be dangerous, as Dr. Paul is, as are his followers and others who are espousing the same non-interventionist approach to foreign policy. We're considered to be dangerous because we would, quote-unquote, let the Iranians have a nuclear bomb, as if it were somehow within our authority to deny them the procurement of a nuclear bomb, to deny it to them or to any other country. A bad idea, they're horrible weapons, I stipulate all that, but the point is, it's not as if the President of the United States has some kind of universal jurisdiction and detailed authority to micromanage the affairs of other countries. That's not in the Constitution, that's not in the American tradition.
But it's so disturbing to me when I see Michelle Bachmann, who I've known and liked for many years, I get up and say, well, we can't allow Iran to get the bomb. Well, why? I mean, we're not concerned that China has the bomb, or that India has the bomb, or that Russia has the bomb, or that Pakistan has the bomb, or Israel has the bomb. It's just Iran getting the bomb. And remember, we put these people in power. We brought them to power back in 1979. And, of course, I believe it's all part of a long-range plan to plunge us into war at this time in history.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Go right ahead, William.
I think that people need to listen to what they're saying and try to understand how that must appear to other people. You know, what we are saying has an impact. And there's a wonderful gift that people should aspire to, and that is the ability to understand, at least to some extent, how we appear in the eyes of other people. And when you, for instance, consider how it must appear to the rest of the world that these people running for the Republican nomination for the presidency, with one conspicuous exception, are all trying to outbid each other in bellicosity and are all candidly saying that if they are elected president, they will wage an aggressive war against Iran, that must appear to other people who are not citizens of the United States, or many citizens of the United States who are trying to apply our principles consistently, but certainly to Iranians and to much of the rest of the world, that must appear to be sheer lunacy. And when the one representative who's running for the office of the presidency is saying that we should engage the world through trade and diplomacy, and we should engage the Iranians like we would any other country, and when he cites Washington and Jefferson and Madison to justify those policy preferences, he's treated as being dangerous. That's something else that must strike the world as a variant of lunacy. Doug Weed, who's an advisor to Ron Paul, gave a wonderful interview on Fox News in which he said that it's just bizarre that they're accusing Ron Paul of being dangerous because he is, as everybody admits, in strict fidelity to the Constitution in terms of the positions he espouses. So what they're trying to say is that it's dangerous to treat the Constitution seriously. I mean, we reach such a pretty pass in our country at this point in our history when the people who call themselves conservatives would say that it's simply unacceptably dangerous to be defined by the Constitution. They want to act as if that document doesn't exist, and as if the principles inscribed in it are somehow optional. And unfortunately, they have the same approach toward the Sermon on the Mount, the Ten Commandments, quite frankly, as well as the Golden Rule. What makes Ron Paul dangerous, whatever you think of his strengths and weaknesses, is the fact that he espouses those principles and he has tried his level best, and it's considerable best, to live according to them as a private figure and as a public official. And we've reached a point, once again, where this mild-mannered and personable and unassuming man, who is acknowledged by all and sundry to be faithful to the positions he espouses, is treated as dangerous because he takes these things seriously. You know, he simply won't accept the supposed imperative of politically dictated hypocrisy with respect to these things that conservatives are supposed to believe in. And once again, in light of what we read...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, as William Greig and as William is pointing out the fact. Well, we live in a world gone mad where we have a man running for the presidency who has certain fixed beliefs. He believes in the Constitution. He's sworn an oath to uphold it. He has consistently honored that oath. He believes that we should limit the power of the federal government and cut taxes and allow people to be free and avoid foreign entanglements and avoid giving foreign aid and certainly avoid a war with Iran at all costs and try to utilize diplomacy and other incentives to define our relationship with Iran. He is called an isolationist. He's called dangerous. He is called, you know, somebody who doesn't care about America because he's quite willing to get Iran and let them have a bomb so they can come over and kill us. And does anybody honestly think that if Iran got the bomb, they would immediately attack either Israel or the United States, knowing full well that because of certainly one aircraft carrier with its frightening power, military power, could simply wipe Iran off the face of the earth? I mean, one aircraft carrier, frightening amount of firepower there with all those planes and nuclear weapons on board and the cruise weapons, certainly cruise nuclear weapons on the adjacent warships. Does anybody honestly believe that? If you do, why, you've been watching television too long. But go right ahead.
You've been watching television too long if you're watching it at all, in my opinion, but certainly if you find yourself immersed in the type of outpourings you're exposed to if you watch Fox or CNN or any of the other thoroughly controlled and carefully scripted so-called news programs, you're going to be horribly misinformed, especially in the case of Fox. Fox doesn't even pretend to be doing actual journalism. They're doing advocacy and melodrama, quite frankly. A really good example, case in point, that perfectly illustrates this. We talked last week about the way the CNN artfully cropped the interview that Ron Paul de la Gloria Borger, whose husband is a war profiteer, and hence is compromised. She's compromised by virtue of the fact that she's part of a community of assets with somebody who makes money off of wars. And she was peddling the line of these ancient and completely irrelevant, inconsequential newsletters that Ron Paul was associated with back in the late 80s and early 90s somehow constitutes a scandal. There are a handful of things that were said in the context of political discussions and controversies that are long dead that somehow impeach his credibility as presidential candidate. CNN broadcast an artfully cropped version of that interview to make it look as if Ron Paul, who's got the patience of Job and whose disposition is as mild as buttermilk, had a meltdown and stormed off the set. Of course, that's not true. The B-roll footage was made available, and the unedited footage makes it pretty clear that he left when the interview was over, and he maintained his composure. He was very polite, in spite of the fact that this woman simply would not act as if Ron Paul was answering questions he had answered repeatedly. That's one example of how CNN plays the game. Here's another. Within the last several days, a very popular young singer by the name of Kelly Clarkson, she was the winner on this program bearing the unfortunate name American Idol several years ago. She's had a very successful recording career. She recently made a big comeback after a commercially unsuccessful record. It was greeted indifferently by the public. Her most recent record is very strong. She voted for Obama in 2008. She's a young lady, I think, in her late 20s. On her Twitter feed, and that's a medium I'm not much interested in, but apparently it has a great deal of impact, she made a passing reference that she really impressed with Ron Paul. She's supporting him in 2012. Well, the story was, according to Fox, that she immediately paid a horrible price. She was losing fans left and right. And of course, she did mention that she'd gotten some pretty hostile feedback from some of her former friends and some members of the public. She had supported Obama in 2008. She voted for him, although she says she was impressed with Ron Paul at the time. But she says that Ron Paul represents something different and new and exciting in terms of making sense, and so she supports him. Well, according to Fox News, per the headlines this morning, she was losing all kinds of fans. What they didn't report is that within the last day on Amazon, her sales rank for her record went from 41 to number 3. And we're supposed to believe that that's because she's losing fans on account of the fact that she supports Ron Paul, who, according to Fox News, is dangerous because he's sensible enough to understand that we should not go to war against Iran because supposedly he's an isolationist. Now, I wanted unpack that word just a little bit here. A couple of minutes ago, I adverted to the fact that Ron Paul says that we ought to be maintaining diplomatic and commercial relationships with pretty much everybody on the basis of reciprocity. He delivered a remarkable address about 2.5 months ago in which he called for mutually assured respect rather than mutually assured destruction as the foundational premise of our foreign policy. What that means, of course, is that we would pursue commercial relations and open diplomacy with all and entangling alliances with none, to paraphrase George Washington, who is, of course, not an isolationist. He was a man who cherished America's national independence. In order to maintain diplomacy and commerce with countries, obviously you cannot be isolated. Nothing about Ron Paul's position or that of comparable political figures such as Robert Taft. He's probably the most recent example of somebody who's pursued a similar position in public affairs as Ron Paul. Or, for that matter, people like Pat Buchanan to a certain extent. These people don't talk about isolationism. They talk about maintaining diplomacy and commerce. They're talking about doing this on the basis of something other than the exercise of military force. In other words, rather than withdrawing inside of a fortified homeland, which has now been defined as a battle zone, that is the policy that these people who criticize Ron Paul as an isolationist would embrace, Ron Paul is talking about actually engaging people as if they were human beings with interests similar to ours and who are responsive to a language that involves something other than ultimatums and threats. and this supposedly is isolationism. No, that's conventional American diplomacy. That's the diplomacy, that's the foreign policy of the founding fathers. But this is completely foreign to the worldview of the post-Wilson, post-FDR unitary state. Here's another really good example of this. The New York Times today published an amazing comparison. And I'm sure that this is something they did not fully understanding the implications that it had in terms of clearly delineating who these candidates are. The question, actually the questionnaire, one very brief questionnaire, dealt with executive power. The New York Times submitted a set of questions to each of the major presidential candidates about their views on the scope and limits of the powers they would wield if elected. Here are their answers in full. Here's the first question. Under what circumstances, if any, would the Constitution permit the president to authorize targeted killing of a United States citizen who has not been sentenced to death by a court? Newt Gingrich. Under wartime circumstances or in the case of an imminent threat to the United States, which means, of course, any time the president so designates. John Huntsman. If an individual is engaged, if such an individual is engaged on a battlefield, it would be irresponsible not to kill him, just as the police often are forced to use deadly force in certain circumstances. The Fifth Amendment's protection against the taking of life without due process does not mandate the use of judicial process in all circumstances. Excuse me, it does. Either a judicial process or a declaration of war. There's a continuous Huntsman's answer here. In the conduct of military operations, the relevant procedural protection is the executive branch's commitment to taking all reasonable steps to ensure that the use of deadly force is warranted and necessary in the given case. Notice he talks about the executive branch. He doesn't talk about the legislative branch. Rick Perry. And by the way, I don't believe for a minute that Rick Perry supplied this answer. The Constitution clearly, I think he assigned this to somebody who's more conversant with the English language than himself. The Constitution clearly vests in the president full executive authority and an absolute duty to protect the nation when vital American security interests are at stake. The president would be so authorized under those circumstances where a citizen has joined or is associated with a nation or group engaged in hostilities against the United States, such as Al-Qaeda, to which the president must respond, or where Congress has authorized warfare and the citizen in question fits the definition that Congress has prescribed to the enemy against whom military force is permitted. That's a passage in which every word is English, and in substance it means exactly nothing. Here's Mitt Romney's answer. All U.S. citizens enjoy due process and habeas corpus rights of the Constitution. Due process permits the use of deadly force against all enemy combatants, including citizens who engage in acts of war against the United States or on behalf of an enemy of the United States. U.S. citizens have no right to affiliate themselves with Al-Qaeda or other terrorist groups plotting attacks against our country from foreign shores. As president, my top priority would be to protect the American people from all of our nation's terrorist enemies. Whatever their citizenship or country of origin, my preference would be to capture, interrogate, and prosecute any U.S. citizen who has engaged in acts of war against the United States, but if necessary, to defend the country, I would be willing to authorize the use of lethal force. Once again, the question here was, under what circumstances, if any, would the Constitution permit the president to authorize the targeted killing of a United States citizen who has not been sentenced to death by a court? Ron Paul's answer was none. Now, one of these things is not like the others. That is to say, one of these people is different from the rest of the pack. Ron Paul is a constitutionalist. The question wasn't one dealing with warfare. It was one dealing with summary execution. It was one dealing with real-life circumstances, not with the hypothetical, because right now the government ruling us is doing this. It has done so on admittedly a handful of occasions, but as a matter of policy, it claims the right to do this any time that the presidency is fit to do so, and now Congress, as of Bill of Rights Day a couple of weeks ago, has enacted an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, which designates the homeland of the United States what had been at one time the Republic, and then became the homeland, or the Reich, or the Soyuz, or the Rodina, and now it's called the Battle Zone, under the command of Northern Command, or under the jurisdiction of Northern Command, under this amendment to the NDAA, the military now can act as a law enforcement agency by rounding up and indefinitely detaining any U.S. citizen who is deemed to be an enemy combatant, or person giving material aid to a terrorist group or otherwise is considered to be exceptionally troublesome. That person can be detained indefinitely, he can be interrogated using the full panoply of torture techniques that violate the UCMG and the Army Field Manual, but they're supposedly authorized by the authority of the president, and can deliver that U.S. citizen by way of extraordinary rendition to a foreign country to be tortured by some subcontractor working for foreign intelligence service. All this stuff is not hypothetical, it's being discussed right now.
And, of course, there have been instances where, of course, the male genitalia have been surgically, mutilated under authority from the CIA. No, the CIA didn't do it. They just sent other people to mutilate the genitalia on a gentleman they wanted to testify. And, of course, he was quite willing to testify to do anything, for he feared to be sent back to this country and remutilated. And you're not going to hear about this. You're not going to read about it. Simply a few weeks ago, they killed a man, an American citizen, I think he was in Yemen, named Al-Awlaki, something very similar to that. And they killed him with a drone attack. Well, they justified that because they said, even though he'd never been convicted of anything, but he said he was helping to coordinate certain terrorist attacks. But 2 weeks after that, his 16-year-old son was killed in a similar manner. No claim that his son was involved in terrorism at all. He was simply over there looking for his father in Yemen, and they ordered him killed as well. How do you justify killing a son? Because the father was at least accused of guilt, and maybe he was guilty, I don't know. But they certainly, he was on an open road, they could have sent the special forces and taken him out and captured him. No, they simply killed him. Well, you might justify that, but how do you justify killing a 16-year-old boy, an American citizen, who's over in Yemen looking for his father?
Well, the thing about the killing of Anwar al-Awlaki and his 16-year-old son, especially the son here, to focus on the most outrageous aspect of this, is that there was never a statement on the part of any responsible party saying that the 16-year-old son was in any sense a suspected militant. That's the pat formulation now. The powers that be will task the CIA or somebody at an Air Force facility in Henderson, Nevada, will direct a Predator or a Reaper drone to fire a missile at a given address somewhere in Pakistan or Yemen or Somalia, and it will hit a house and wipe out an entire family, and then they'll say that there were suspected militants on the premises. Well, in the case of, I believe his name is Abdurrahman al-Awlaki, 16-year-old, born in Denver, Colorado in, I believe, 1995, typical U.S. citizen, typical 16-year-old from the United States, whose father happened to be somebody who was involved in Islamic militancy and had been very close to the Pentagon at one time. In other words, these people was probably cultivated by the power elite, but he wanted to track down his father. And he was killed with extreme prejudice, in spite of the fact that he had never done anything or said anything to suggest that he was in any sense a threat to anybody. But I believe that this was an example of the principle of corruption of blood, which is forbidden by the Constitution.
But you say basically we're going to kill you, and then we're going to kill your family.
Yeah, and then they're mystified, or at least they profess to be mystified, that people become angry enough to start killing Americans in terrorist attacks. I mean, if you kill somebody in that person's family, you create enemies. And this is a good example of what you talked about earlier, Dr. Stan, in terms of the way that the powers that be orchestrate and cultivate these conflicts by doing things that they full well know will generate the type of rancor and animosities that will eventually precipitate into acts of violence that can be used as triggers for war, or that can help propel these long-lasting, profitable, insoluble conflicts. And this is exactly the opposite, quite frankly, of what the founding fathers are talking about. They said,
well, William, I'm going to have to interrupt you because we're getting to the end of this program, and I want you to get out your website and let people know how to listen to, so they get hold of the Republic magazine, and then how they get your PayPal button. Please.
I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My chief outlet is still my blog, Pro Libertate, freedominourtime.blogspot.com, freedominourtime.blogspot.com, or Google my name, William Grigg, and Pro Libertate. That should be the first return. You mentioned that there is a PayPal button at the bottom of every essay for people who have access to a PayPal account and are interested in helping me keep this blog up and running and keep my family up and running, and I'm really grateful for all the help that we've received on that front. Republic Magazine is found at republicmagazine.com. Republicmagazine.com. Subscription information is found there. Videos are posted. Audio clips are available. And fresh stories are added several times a week in the news section of the Republic Magazine website, republicmagazine.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we seem to have lost the soul of America. A man is innocent until he's proven guilty in court. Well, in wartime, but we're not at war. Congress has never declared war. Well, we think this guy is a bad guy and involved with that, but why kill his 16-year-old son separately, along with somebody who's with a 16-year-old son? Two innocent Americans killed intentionally, murdered by a drone attack a couple of weeks after they'd killed the father. Go right ahead, William. We've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, Dr. Stan, once again, I am really grateful to you for everything you've done.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden.